Hawaii is recovering after yesterday's strong earthquake, although strong aftershocks are keeping everyone on edge. The 6.5 quake damaged buildings and roads and knocked out power. There are no reports of fatalities. Joining us now is Rod Haraga. He is the transportation director for the state of Hawaii. Mr. Haraga, welcome.
Good morning, Linda.
I hope it's a good morning for you. I understand that no one was killed. Why do you think that you had that? Was that good luck or disaster planning or what?
Well, a lot of it is disaster planning. We're not in a high seismic zone here on Oahu, but on the Big Island, it's just like L.A. All the buildings are designed to withstand a seismic, what we call seismic zone 4. And because the area is so sparsely populated, it's a good thing that it is. Our hotels were damaged, but they're open for business after they make their assessments.
I understand that there were some substantial concerns about tsunami. Is that going to happen?
No, we got word from the Pacific Tsunami Center, and they indicated that because the epicenter was somewhere about 40 kilometers below the earth, that it did not occur in the ocean. So consequently, the word got out very quickly that there was no tsunamis developed by this particular earthquake.
Were all the islands in the chain affected?
Every island was affected in some form, yes.
So, and are things beginning to look a little bit more like normal?
Well, like this morning, we expect that the airports will be operational. We do have one commercial harbor that's down right now because of some structural damage. Our roadways, we hope to have open. We are doing assessments on some of the bridges that cross the highway on the Big Island. And on Maui, we have the Hana Highway, the road leading from Kahului into Hana. We have several mudslides in that area, and it's currently drizzling, so it's not helping the situation.
That's a very narrow mountain road that sort of snakes down one side of the island, right?
Exactly. It snakes down on the north side of the island, so it's quite precarious out there. So we're cleaning it up as fast as we find them.
Governor Linda Lingle has issued a disaster declaration for the state. Does that mean that that federal relief money will be coming your way?
Well, we hope that we're seeking a federal declaration, and that we should receive within a matter of hours, I would imagine. We have not seen it yet. But as far as the state is concerned, what the governor has done is given us the opportunity to mobilize our National Guard. So if we need to have, and we are using their helicopters and their planes to get between the islands.
Mr. Haraga, what about aftershocks? Have you felt anything substantial?
Our indications indicate that we do not anticipate any major aftershocks or quakes to follow.
Rod Haraga is the transportation director for Hawaii. Mr. Haraga, thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Linda.